This is Kate Turkington on Travels with Kate, only on 101.9 High FM.
And a very, very good morning to you wherever you are. And just listening to the news headlines there, Lindy Way was talking about condor chicks, saying that her new, I think it was one of the zoos in America, had hatched 17 chicks. Now, you may not know what a condor is, but it's a huge South American bird, makes our vultures look like little noddy, let me tell you. I've been lucky enough to see them. And in fact, I was in Argentina a couple of months ago, and there we were at the Iguazu Falls, and there were condors flying over. They're huge, huge, huge. And we have to do all we must do to protect our birds. Well, from birds to something a bit different, but also has wings. If you haven't yet visited, and if you're interested in art of any kind, be it international, local, then old, new, take yourself off to the Norval Foundation. What is it? It's an art museum and it's a sculpture garden in the most gorgeous setting in Tokai in the Cape. And we're going to talk now to Caroline Grayling. I don't know if it's Grayling or Grayling Caroline, which is the proper pronunciation.
It's Grayling, thank
Grayling.
You.
Okay. No, I always like to, you know, it's awful if you're mispronouncing somebody's name. She is the curator there. You wouldn't believe. She's so young and so beautiful and in charge of this absolutely spectacular space. You have got to go there. And Caroline, first of all, the Norval Foundation. What is it?
Thank you so much, Kate. Thanks for, giving me the space. So Norval Foundation, we're an art museum and a sculpture garden based in Tokai. We're actually set against the back of the Table Mountain National Park. So we have this beautiful natural environment where we're located, and which kind of forms the heart of our garden, firstly, where we showcase sculptures from across Africa. So as a dedicated art museum, we showcase contemporary and modern African art. So we're from across the continent, so not just South African artists, which of course we have a lot of, but also artists from across the continent and actually of the African diaspora. So especially in our sculpture garden, we've got a number of beautiful works from artists from across the continent and some really stunning works. And then within our galleries as well, so we've got beautiful gallery spaces where we strive to showcase and highlight African artists and highlight their work.
And it's all beautifully informal. It's not sort of, you don't have to be all po-faced, and you can really relax in these beautiful gardens. And I must say, let me give you the website. It's Norval, N-O-R-V-A-L, NorvalFoundation.org. And if you go onto that website, you can see some of the gorgeous spaces they've got, the gardens. And the sculpture garden, you can actually do a self-guided audio tour, I believe, Caroline.
Absolutely. You can absolutely do a self-guided audio tour in the garden. So you can get that audio tour and get that experience of what we have on offer, both in the garden and the plants that we have there, which is actually a Keith Kirsten's designed garden. He recently was part of the team that won the Chelsea Flower Show in London for South Africa. So very lucky to have that. And I mean, I think absolutely to your point, Kate, it is, I think a lot of people think of museums as quite stuffy, especially art museums. Absolutely not what we try to achieve. Most days, if you visit Norval Foundation in the week, you'll probably also hear a gaggle of children laughing and talking. That's also because we've got an educational program that brings children from underprivileged communities to the museum to experience art and art education. So it's definitely an environment where we try to encourage people to experience the art and interact with the art. And it doesn't need to be stuffy, and it doesn't need to feel like you're being judged. You can experience the art at your own pace, whether it's in the sculpture garden or whether it's in the galleries. We absolutely want to encourage people from all walks of life to be able to experience art and enjoy art.
Well, I think that's the thing. You know, you look at some of the sculptures, for example, and you think, what on earth is that? Or you look at another, a painting perhaps, or a work of art, or an installation, you immediately bond with it. But that's the whole point, isn't it? That you're not supposed to, well, I suppose if you look at the Mona Lisa, you are supposed to think, well, this is a great work of art. But art is so subjective. And when the children come in and see some of these sculptures, what kind of thing do they say, Caroline? What are some of their reactions?
Oh, we get the most amazing, amazing reactions, Kate. And I mean, exactly to your point, art is so subjective. And I think it's so personal as well. And especially with the kids, we get such fantastic reactions to the works, especially the sculptural works, to your point. Just the reactions and the way that they see things and the way that they remark on things, I think, is fantastic. It's a different way of seeing things. And sometimes, I mean, it's a perspective thing. I think they're also seeing it from a different level. So sometimes they see such wonderful detail that other people miss. I mean, whether it's the color, whether it's some of the emotion that they immediately can recognize in the works. We've got a fantastic series of sculptural works by South African artist Walter Altman at the moment, which are beautiful works made of wire and beading. And the way that the kids respond to this and the kind of the insect figures they immediately can see and react to and kind of have a response to is just so heartwarming.
And you've got a learning center too. Tell us about that, Caroline.
Absolutely. So Norval Foundation was really founded out of a deep love and appreciation for African art. And a big part of that is trying to ensure that we support the next generation with that. I mean, unfortunately, as we all know, I think South Africa and the education system doesn't always have the support it needs, especially for subjects like art and art education. And so that's where we're trying to fill a gap. I mean, there's a number of research that really shows how impactful art and art education and art therapy is in developing healthy and resilient human beings and developing in the next generation. And so we have a learning center on site. So we have a physical classroom where we welcome children from all ages to learn about art and experience art in a way that is meaningful for them and accessible for their age. To support that, we've also developed a series of books called Making Art History, which is the
We lost your sound there, Caroline.
Oh, dear, Kate, can
there
you hear
we are. We've got it. There you are. You're back. So what happens? So children will come into this learning center. And what do they do?
So, I mean, where it kind of starts off is, so we engage with communities across the Western Cape, so especially children from underprivileged and under-resourced communities that don't have the resources to access this normally. We arrange that for safe transport for the children to get to Norval Foundation from their communities. We welcome them to Norval Foundation. We usually do a little bit of an icebreaker so that they're more comfortable in the space. We take them through the exhibitions, depending on the age, on the exhibitions that might be relevant and are appropriate for their age. Teach them about some art principles that we can speak to in those exhibitions. And then we'll always take them into the sculpture garden as well, if the weather permits, allow them to also engage with the sculptures there physically. The kids love touching the sculptures, and we think it's such a crucial part of it as well. Then the kids usually go into our classrooms where we'll do an art activity with them, allow them to make something practical that they can also enjoy and take home. We'll also give the kids a snack, something to eat before they go home, which is kindly sponsored by Food Lovers. So they get something to eat, get an art activity, and then depending on the age, we'll also send them home with a book about art and art history, that they also have something tangible in the classrooms back home.
That's so amazing. And do the children come? I know, as you say, you're reaching out to rural schools, to schools that have no money. It doesn't cost a lot, does it, for a school or children to come? A school?
A school, for the sponsored programs, so the sponsored programs that we run are absolutely free to visit. So for those, we fund the visits. We do have a system where, in order to make this sustainable, the schools that are able to pay have a 60 Rand per child fee. So, I mean, it's also not expensive if you were to bring your school group to Norval Foundation. It's also quite affordable.
Yeah. Now, You talked about art from all over Africa, not just... Well, maybe let's talk about some South African art first, because you've got the Homestead Collection, and I know you've got everything from... Well, just say a famous South African artist name, and you're going to have it there, from Kentridge to Irma Stern to whatever. Tell us about that exhibition, and Norval... Why Norval Foundation? Why the name?
Why the name? So the Norval Foundation was founded by Louis Norval and his family. So Louis is an amazing philanthropist that cares so much about South Africa and is hugely passionate about art. So it made that was kind of how he wanted to give back to South Africa, was by developing and supporting the art in South Africa. So that's where our name comes from. And that's also why we are the custodians of a number of fantastic collections, including the Homestead Collection, as you so rightly call out.
Okay, just before we come to the Homestead Collection, I've got to take a short break here and then we'll be back, because so looking forward to hearing about it.
This is Kate Turkington on Travels with Kate, only on 101.9 High FM.
And this morning, I'm talking to Caroline Grayling. She's curator of this amazing place in Cape Town, the Norval Foundation Art Museum and Gallery. You have got to go, whether you come as a visitor to South Africa, whether you're visiting Cape Town, or you live in Cape Town. It's somewhere absolutely beautiful to go to. And Caroline, you were telling us about the Homestead Collection. What works have you got there? I love the title of it, by the way.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think, Kate, so we're really fortunate to be the custodians of a number of amazing collections, including the Homestead Collection. Also custodians of the Revisions Collection, a few amazing collections. And I mean, as you've said, that means we have access to a number of, I think, firstly, Alexis Preller works, which I think is relevant because we currently do have an exhibition dedicated to Alexis Preller in our gallery. So for those of us who are unfamiliar with him, Alexis Preller was an amazing South African artist who really created a huge number of works and was hugely influential in paving the way for a lot of South African artists. Within our collections, we're also the custodians of works by Maggie Lobsha, Irma Stern, William Kentridge, Norman Catherine, Zanele Maholi, Ikshan Adams, so spanning across generations and a lot of amazing artists that we are able to have access to the works to, which is such a privilege for us.
Oh, I think it's amazing. Now, you also, I know you talk about art from the African diaspora. So in other words, you've got art from all over Africa. How do you source it? And what are your criteria? I have two questions. I shouldn't ask you two questions at a time, but I'm going to. How do you source it, one, and your criteria? Let's talk about sourcing it, first of all.
You know what, Kate, it's such a personal process, and it really differs from case to case. A huge part of what we do as well for engaging with artists from across Africa and trying to expand the reach into the continent is an annual prize that we run. So we have the Norval Sovereign African Art Prize, which takes place each and every year, which is an art prize that's aimed at mid-career artists within the continent who want to gain more visibility and more recognition internationally. So it's hugely a kind of a drive to also support those artists and ensure that they get the recognition they receive. And then also with it comes a cash prize for the winning artist, as well as a public vote artist, which I always really enjoy because there's this public vote element where we encourage visitors to Norval Foundation to be able to select their favorite work. And it's amazing to see what people are drawn to and what the kind of the public experiences of the exhibition. So, I mean, that's always fantastic. So, and I mean, what happens with that prize is that we invite artists from across Africa to get involved, get nominated. We invite we have a call for nominations for art experts from across the continent, across the world, to invite African artists. And then ultimately at the end, we have 30 finalists who are then exhibited at Norval Foundation, which is typically in February, which is when the Investec Cape Town Art Fair takes place and when we've got a wonderful international and domestic audience visiting Cape Town. So that's, I mean, and that's a fantastic pull because I think it also, it gives exposure to a new range of artists from across Africa. And it also ensures that we are able to kind of create this community and create this engagement within South Africa for these African artists and ensure that they also are collected by collectors from across the world.
And I'm so interested in that public vote. Does the public vote coincide or sync with the decision of the judges always? In other words, do the public choose something and the judges choose something else?
You know what? So typically the we select the winner first and then we allow the public to vote. So the winner is typically not entered into it. But I have to say, if we look at kind of the judging and who the judges prefer and what the public vote is, it tends to be a little bit different. I think the public responds, and sometimes it overlaps, but the public responds really well to certain works. And I mean, we often have like clear favorites kind of going into the lead with the public vote. And it's, I mean, it's always amazing to see kind of the response of what everyone loves. And I mean, as you said, it's so personal, kind of interacting with the works as well.
And you've got all these galleries. Is it nine? What number of galleries do you have?
So we have nine gallery spaces that are spread across the Norval Foundation building. We've also got a beautiful atrium that we showcase, where we showcase works. Typically within the nine gallery spaces, we have roughly four exhibitions taking place at any one point in time. And those kind of also change often. So we try and keep it interesting, try and change exhibitions to ensure that we do showcase new art and new works and can highlight new artists. So typically the exhibitions, depending on the space, will change roughly every four to 12 months, depending on the exhibition.
And at the moment, I think you've got the winner of the Standard Bank Young Artist Award.
Absolutely. So we're really fortunate to have partnered with Standard Bank to be able to showcase the works of Lady Scully, who is the winner for the visual arts, the Standard Bank Arts Prize for Visual Arts in 2022. So really fortunate. And it's actually been such a special experience because Lady Scully, the artist, actually grew up quite close to Norval Foundation, comes from Cape Town. So it's kind of, we've been calling it the homecoming exhibition for this show and this prize because it's the third and final exhibition where she's showcasing her works. She's also created new works just for this exhibition. And it's kind of become this homecoming of Lady Scully's works coming from across the country and coming to rest in Cape Town.
And some of these works, like Lady Scully's work, which are South African, as it happens, they can be from other parts of Africa. You show them perhaps for the first time. Do they get picked up by international galleries or do international visitors come? I mean, in other words, I think I'm asking, is it a way of becoming famous if you get shown, you know, for the first time at the Norval Foundation?
I mean, it definitely is. I think we are very fortunate to have a number of both international and domestic visitors that visit Norval Foundation. And it's wonderful to see the response. People also often ask us if we're selling the works. I mean, we're not a commercial gallery. We don't sell work. But it's good to see that people are interested in supporting and supporting the artists and getting the works in their own homes or in their own collections. So I think it is definitely a way to kind of get that exposure and to a different audience, perhaps, than you would in another space.
And you yourself, how did you get into art curating?
So, Kate, so I'm the museum director of Norval Foundation, and it's been an interesting journey. So I actually joined the team in a different capacity within the role. I've always been really passionate about art. It's been part of my life for a long time. So being able to make that my career has been such a true joy, and it's such a privilege.
And the future for the gallery, what are you looking at in the future?
We are always looking to grow as an organization, grow as an institution. We're looking at our planning for the exhibitions. We currently have planning up until roughly 2027 for our exhibitions. So just getting all of the details ready for that. And then also just trying to see how can we expand our growth and expand also our audiences, because ultimately our goal is to be able to support the African artists that we showcase and African artists in general. So, I mean, a huge goal of ours always is to encourage people to visit Norval Foundation. And then another goal of ours is to our learning centers to support that and support art education in South Africa in whatever way we can, whether it's through the development of learning materials, whether it's through our learning center and our teachers that work to reach children. A huge part of our mission is also supporting art education in South Africa.
And just, I mean, I've got a couple of grandchildren at UCT, and they've been dying to come to the Norval Foundation. And they say, Granny, we know there's a free day when we can go. Do you have a free day for students or people?
So what we typically do is, so we have during June, when it's Youth Day, we always have a free weekend for students where we really want to encourage students to visit us. And then there'll be certain days throughout the year that we do have free entry. And we always try and promote that as widely as possible to ensure people do know about it. We do also offer a pensioners day, so a discounted rate on Thursdays to encourage pensioners to also visit us.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you, Caroline. That's Caroline Frayling. And please go and visit. It's the most gorgeous place and the most gorgeous settings. Just a bit of housekeeping for you. The website is norvalfoundation.org. That tells you all the events that are coming up, like wine tastings. It tells you about the exhibitions. It gives you a really good look at what's going on there. And they're not open on Monday and Tuesday. They're open Wednesday to Saturday from 10 till 5. And public holiday coming soon. Sunday's public holidays, 10 to 4. And by the way, there's also a fantastic restaurant on site. So off you go, off to the Norval Foundation. Caroline, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.